Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? I want to congratulate you for reaching the final episode of our loneliness journey. This week, we have focused on loneliness. In fact, you've been creating a loneliness project where you're learning different meditation techniques you can do to help you manage loneliness. Research shows that over 70% of the people in the United States, where I live, experience loneliness. Now, this can be whether or not you are actually alone, or maybe you're in a crowd, you're around people on a regular basis, you have a full social life, you have personal relationships, yet you don't really feel as though your life has meaning, and this can create loneliness. So you also may experience feeling passionate about something. It could become your life's work, yet you're the only one you know who seems to care about it. And so this can be a lonely place too. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a reflection on what helps you manage your loneliness. So if you've been following along with this series, you likely have picked up several techniques to help you, and you're experimenting with those techniques, and you likely created a passion project. These are things we explore throughout this series. If you're just joining us, you can always go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. They're short and sweet, and you can gain some value to help you manage loneliness. You'll also be fine if you decide to stay with us and sit down and meditate as you do a technique to help you reflect on what triggers your loneliness. So I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day here on this podcast. And I share full 30-minute guided meditations over at my website, which is at sipandom.com. S-I-P, just like sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Sip and Om. And there I have a membership site and an app. The app is in test mode, but you're welcome to test it for us. You get access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as a journal to go along with each weekly series. So you would have a loneliness journal for this week, as well as a guide with all the different meditation techniques we explore each day of the week, organized nicely for you. You also get a Facebook group to go along with it. So that's where you can find more. As you are here right now, settle yourself in as you get ready to do your meditation. As you begin to relax your mind and body, think back over your week and think of moments when you felt lonely. Think about what triggered your loneliness. And think about what helps you to feel less lonely. Pay close attention to these cues, because this can be what you reach for in your times of greatest need. Do you notice a breathing technique helps you? Or an affirmation that we did? or a mudra or a chakra. Just notice. And as you reflect on your week, think about what didn't work. What is it that you do to pull yourself out of loneliness that just doesn't ever seem to work? Maybe you go out and get together with a group of people, and it can make you feel even worse. Maybe it's because you aren't with the kind of people where you feel really connected to the same kinds of things. So you're just spinning your wheels again and again every time you're with people, and that can feel so lonely. So that's why I encouraged you to select a passion project, something you're passionate about, and explore ways to learn more about that that involves other people. And then you're connecting with people on a truly meaningful level. So just notice what didn't work so well for you when you experienced loneliness. This awareness is golden, because until you have this awareness, it's difficult to switch gears and to know what you need to change your situation. So continue seated in your meditation, reflecting on how you want to feel in your life, how you want to live your life, what you're passionate about, and what you can do to move yourself forward. I've so enjoyed sharing this meditation series with you, and as always, you are so worth slowing down for.